Welcome to season 3 of the Salon Professional Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. And if you love this episode, please be sure to kindly leave us a review. Welcome everybody to the Salon Professional Podcast. I am joined by my friend and coworker and color specialist extraordinaire, Miss Jocelyn King, also known as Jocelyn Styles on Instagram. So you will definitely want to follow her. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jocelyn.
Thank you for having me.
We are going to share with you, I say we, but she did all the work. She did all the work. I did none of the work. We're going to talk about 5 trends for 2022 in the world of color. And you've added some wonderful bonus styling trends that are, I love it because everything you're bringing to us is so wearable and something that can help stylists really shine behind the chair. But I first want you to tell me about you. Just introduce yourself. Let us know about your role at Evolve and your life. Tell us about you.
Sure,
and
sure.
What makes you the authority on the color trends of 2022?
So my name, yes, is Jocelyn King. Thank you for introducing me so nicely. I am a color specialist for Evolve Salon Systems. I live in Connecticut. A town that has probably just as many bears as it does people. So that's interesting in the spring and summer, especially. I work with Evolve as a color specialist. And really what that kind of boils down to is being basically like a color concierge for our salons, especially working closely with our partner salons and our partner plus salons to make sure that whatever their needs are, as they are ever changing, we have solutions to help them and making sure that it's, you know, whatever they need in that realm of color. Just as our clients' needs change, so do the salon's needs. So I think as color specialists, we're really kind of versatile that way of like whatever that specific person or specific salon needs, we've got them. And when it boils down to it, we just want to make sure that you have what you need, you love what you have, and you know how to use it.
I love that. And you also spend some very part time, but you're still keeping yourself behind the chair a little bit so you can kind of stay on the pulse of what's happening as a real world stylist.
Yes, I do work Monday through Friday with Evolve, so that limits some of my salon time, but I do work behind the chair on Sundays. And I really just want to make sure that one, I can still keep that kind of creative side of me flowing, but also so that I can have that hands-on experience with the color lines that I'm working with Evolve. I represent about 5 color lines. So I want to make sure that I have my hands in the same thing and I'm having real world experiences with the same products that I'm talking to salons about.
Now, why is it important for a stylist to stay on top of the trends if they're feeling like my clients don't wear trends, they're very traditional, why is it important to keep on top of the trends?
Well, 2 things kind of come to mind when you say that. First thing is the movie Devil Wears Prada. If you've seen that, I think it's Annie, is like, I'm not into fashion, I'm not into trends. And Meryl Streep's character kind of breaks down to her how the trends have trickled down to that specific shade of blue in that sweater that she's wearing. So I think sometimes when we think, oh, I don't have an ultra trendy clientele, like it all starts at the top of this most, you know, kind of avant-garde, not wearable fashion, but it all trickles down eventually to something that is entirely wearable. So whether, you know, you're doing that full blown trend right now, or you're doing just pieces of it, it will find its way into your salon.
And don't you feel like it's part of your sort of job, if this is your career, to know what's happening in hair trends and fashion?
Oh yeah, 100%. And I learned that the hard way several years ago.
Uh-oh.
I had a client come in and she's like, oh, have you heard about this new trend, tortoise shell hair? And I was like, what? I was like, I had no idea what I was talking about. And I was so embarrassed because I was like, oh my gosh, my client's cooler than I am. Like, I'm she's not supposed to know more about hair trends than I do. And I ended up hearing about it a little while later. And I just vowed then that I would never be caught without knowing a trend, that I would never have a client bring a trend to me, that I was always going to be the one that brings the trends to my client. So that has just made sure that I'm always out there on the look to see what's happening, to make sure that I'm aware of what's going on out there in my industry.
And what are some ways, before we get into the beautiful trends that you've curated for our audience today, what are some ways that an everyday stylist can stay on top of what's trending?
So one thing that I think we're moving towards, definitely overall, more wearable and like comfortable trends, whether it's hair or clothes. So one thing that everybody can do very easily is just keep your eyes open to what's going on around you. Like, what are the girls and the guys around you, if you're out the store, like, what are people wearing? What do their hair look like? A lot of the trends start organically from, you know, just the everyday woman. It's not so much that all of the trends are set by major celebrities or major fashion houses anymore. It can be that everyday person. It can be that influencer. So just keeping your eyes open, whether it's in person, also on social media, you know, that's where, you know, if you're living in a small town somewhere, like maybe you're a little bit more insulated from some of these trends, and social media can open up the world to you so that you can see what's happening before it maybe, you know, lands in your neck of the woods.
And Google.
Yes, Google is exactly what I was going to say. Throughout the year, I just look for, you know, any new articles that may have popped up for spring trends, summer trends, fall trends, 2022 trends, you know, whatever it might be. And if it's a one-off, you know, random small publication that, you know, I don't hear anything else about that trend, I kind of write it off. But if something's really going to be a major trend, usually we'll see about it in multiple publications. So if I see that Vogue and Cosmo and Marie Claire have all done an article on this one specific trend, I take that a little bit more seriously. I take some time. What are people, you know, thinking about this? Where does the inspiration come from, et cetera? And that just helps me be prepared, because if you can imagine, the people sitting in your chair might be reading those same magazines, and they're going to come in wanting to know, what is this trend all about? So that can help you know what your clients are having access to and seeing as the trend's coming up as well.
Absolutely. There's so many places that we can look for inspiration. I love that. And it's so important. And what's great too, is that education, you know, most brands offer trend education. I know we certainly do at Evolve. There's no shortage of trend education from all of our incredible brands. So look to the brands that you carry for support and, you know, doing a cut and color trend class for you. So without further ado, let's dig into these five wonderful trends that Jocelyn is going to bring for all of you. Let's go. Trend one, mama.
So let's kick it off with a big bang with the expensive luxury brunettes. So
I love it.
This is just not your average 5N brunette client. This is not one flat color. It's bringing dimension into your brunette services. If we think that we'd love for brunettes to be rich, like, this is richer than rich. This is, you know, milk chocolate, ooey gooey, lots of tones, and it looks more expensive. When we see a celebrity, or we're having clients that bring these inspiration photos in, very rarely are they just one straight color, because a lot of what's being posted out there has some different tones. And yes, color can pick up different tones on different hair, but a lot of that, even though it might look natural, is created. And that's kind of the idea behind this luxury brunette. And we're definitely seeing a push to that. I know a lot of celebrities that have been like typically blonde for a very long time have been going brunette, and people are like, oh, okay, yes, brunette, like, we've been sleeping on you. Like, there, this can be really interesting and creative too, where sometimes I think we think the creativity lies more with our blondes or our redheads, where brunettes can really be, you know, just as creative and fun too.
I think to your point, I think it's great to add a luxury brunette service to your menu. Maybe you just name it that, and maybe it's not that you're charging a different price. It's just you're adding some tone and dimension to it. And as brunettes, I feel like, naturally I'm a brunette, but like, I think we, like you said, like we talk so much about blonde, blonde, blonde and toning. Like, I love that this idea of a luxury brunette, adding that to the service. And then I was telling you earlier, Behind the Chair added for the first time a brunette category, and Instagram is going bonkers over it. Like, everybody's so excited. Stylists are like, finally, and the pictures I'm seeing. So definitely check that out. And I think it's really cool that they added that. Tell me how, if you're giving a consultation and somebody says, you know what, tell me how, like, I think I want this luxury brunette service. Tell me some of the things you do to really turn that into a luxury brunette service.
Sure. Well, this might be something that some people are asking for. It might be something that you have to kind of introduce to some people. So I think I always like to personally, either if you have your phone or you have your iPad, I like to have some of my own inspiration pictures. So I know that a lot of clients come in with their own pictures, but sometimes I want to just show them, what do I mean by luxury brunette? You know, we say expensive because it looks expensive. That doesn't mean it has to be expensive, right? I always say that good hair should always look expensive, but doesn't have to be expensive. So just having these inspiration pictures like Gigi Hadid and Hailey Bieber, who have been blonde forever and ever, and they just have this most gorgeous dimensional brunette color now, and just how that can be a transition that doesn't have to be so scary for some of our clients. So I think showing them what that might look like and really educating them on that would be one thing. Letting them know the benefits to their hair. A lot of times, if you take somebody who's blonde and we go brunette, their hair is kind of instantly going to look healthier. So that is definitely another benefit. And to make sure that our client feels a part of the process, you know, I like to bring the swatch book over or a page in the swatch book so we don't, you know, leave them feeling so overwhelmed by the whole thing of like maybe some of like my favorite brunette shades, and having them point out and pick out like what is the lightest brunette they're okay with and what is the darkest brunette that they're okay with, and picking some varying shades and some varying tones and some varying, you know, levels there within what they're okay with.
I love that, because I think then you're customizing a color for them that they're a part of.
Yeah, 100%. That, you know, hey, you give me some parameters and I'm just going to run with it. And I think that's what a great artist does, you know.
And now that the, you know, the blondes are feeling a little neglected, I think we should get into trend number two.
Trend number two. And if I've said this so many times to salons, it's like, I never had to get another picture of a silver balayage ever again soon, because it's always on like the client who has 17 years of black box dye buildup and wants a silver balayage. So for all those stylists that share that same feeling with me there, you can rejoice in this 2022 trend called buttery platinum. So I think this is a slight continuation of things that we already saw in 2021, where I think clients are starting to embrace the warmth a little bit. You know, warm was like a four-letter word in the salon. Don't say warm. Nope, everything has to be cool, especially here in the Northeast where we're based. I think there was a lot of people really adverse to the warmth, but we're definitely seeing an increase of people embracing those warm tones. And in honesty, that can be a lot more complementary to a lot of skin tones that are that a lot of these pictures that we see are from the back, right? So we don't get to see what that person's eye or skin color is. And on certain people, that like icy blonde just totally washes them out. It's not flattering. And having a little bit of warmth in there can really just make their coloring kind of come alive.
What tones are you adding to create a beautiful buttery platinum that isn't going to have the person like, oh, I see red and all this kind of nonsense?
No, I think it's playing with various amounts of gold. And I think it just comes down to really understanding your color theory and your color wheel and how to kind of manipulate some of those tones to create something really specific. And if you'd like to learn more about that, you can sign up for my Color 201 and Color 101 classes, where we talk about color formulation and color theory.
How do we sign up for these classes? Hold on, how do we sign up? Are these Academy, or where are we teaching these?
These are on able to be signed up. All of our education you can find on evolvesalonsystems.com. And okay. We have created an academy that can help stylists work towards an evolved color certification. And a big stepping stone to that is Color 101 and Color 201, that we go into really understanding color, what's in it, how it works, why it works, color theory, how to anticipate your results, and just get that better, more exact result every time. So I always say, regardless of, you know, yes, trend classes are totally great, but I think when you have a firm understanding of color and color theory, that whatever trend is kind of thrown your way, you'll know how to create it when you have that great foundation. So
this is a class that you're teaching. So this is—
Yep, this is virtual. This is open to everybody.
Okay.
And there'll be some fun hands-on activities in there too. So we have those coming up in January and February. So definitely—
Talk to your sales consultant, or if you don't have a sales consultant, if you're listening from somewhere else, these are open to everyone. Go to our website and click on the education tab. So you're saying we can find this right on the education tab?
Yes, right in the education tab on the website.
Boom. All right. So buttery platinum. Can you just give me an example of someone you can think of off the top of your head that's a buttery platinum, so I can just put that vision in my head?
Yes. So a big one that's jumping into my mind is actually Billie Eilish, who came out from, you know, the green roots to being brunette. And then she went blonde. And it was surprisingly not a very icy blonde. And she's got very pale skin. So if you can imagine on her skin tone, if she was to have gone with that icy cool tone, it probably would have made her look really washed out. But she has that soft kind of buttery tone. And it can be a little more natural looking for a lot of people, and also can be a little bit lower maintenance. You know, hair wants to be warm. So when we're trying to create all of these cool, icy blondes, you know, that's not hair's natural state. So yes, it rebels against us. We need to, you know, take more interventions to keep it cool. So the warmth is more in line with what our hair really wants to do. And I think that way allows for it to be something that can look more natural on a lot of clients and feel a little bit lower maintenance. And this, not to get on like the Instagram train, but when it comes to this, I think looking for whatever brand you're using, following them, looking for inspiration with people who post to their formulas, which I think a lot of people are being much more transparent. Sometimes you see this buttery brunette and you see that there's like actually a drop of copper in there. And you're like, I would not ever have thought about that. But it's playing with some of these different tones and different ratios that can create all of these beautiful array of warm tones.
I love that. And I am someone that leans towards a warmer blonde, because whenever I try and ice things up, I look like it's just terrible. It just does not match my skin tone. So I've always been a fan. So let's get into trend number three, my dear.
Yeah. So sticking on kind of the warm trend, I guess, while we're here and toasty and warm with our buttery platinums, talking about trends in red, I will say that 2021 saw a huge resurgence of people embracing the red, and it's definitely not going anywhere. And I know from stylists that I've kind of talked to, and just my own personal experience, that if I had a client in the chair, if they had a client in the chair that wanted to make a change, most often that change has been red, that people are really gravitating to this red in a way that they haven't in recent years. So what people I think are really feeling is this, like, hey, we're in a rut, you know, I need something new. And, you know, maybe the way to get that is through their hair color, where if they're like, hey, I can't go to this place that might be closed down, or I can't go do this, it's just canceled. Like, my hair color is not canceled. I can still do something new and fun with that. And in the trend of rents, I think we're really seeing something that's very black and white. There's really not a lot of like the middle of the road rents. I'm seeing for 2022, that big trend is going to be either extremely, extremely vibrant reds, like almost fashion color reds, or very, very soft and subtle reds. So, and that can be all forms of red, 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 violet, coppers, all of them, that really it's running the gamut. And we're having people pick a side of like subtle or vibrant, and middle of the road is just not the option.
So you're saying too, like with this trend of reds, this is the time to really hone your red color skills. Like if you're unsure of how to like mix and create different tones, this is the time to get your color specialist or whatever brand you're working with, get a class on reds. Because like you said, we're seeing very bold and extreme, but we're also seeing some beautiful subtle color with just these hints of red that are just so gorgeous, or even, you know, some highlights with red and things like that. It's just, we're seeing such different colors, and I think people are not afraid to experiment. So you have to be ready for when they're wanting to experiment, right? Because like you said, we've been in this crazy pandemic and everybody's just ready just for something exciting and to liven things up. Now, we are not on here to sell you things, but we have this product that I'm just like, think is like the greatest thing in the world when it comes to red. So I didn't know if you just want to take a quick second to talk about the Affinage B reds.
Yeah, definitely. I think being prepared, like you said, knowing if somebody comes in and is looking for this, do I have the tools, or having some kind of go-to formulations in your mind? And regardless of what year it is, what the trend is, if we can save some time, that's always going to be a win for us behind the chair, right? So a brand ASP that we work with here at Evolve has a product called Bee Reds. And what it is it's different tones of red. So they have like a red copper, red violet, a copper, a magenta. I'm like trying to make sure I remember them all in my brain here. But basically what they are is they will lift and deposit in one step the most vibrant red. Without you having to first lighten or bleach it out and then have to deposit on top of it. So it definitely saves time in that way. I feel like the longevity of it is just amazing. The vibrancy is something that's similar to what you could maybe even expect out of a fashion color. And when we're thinking, if as a stylist, I'm thinking, if I was sitting here listening to this, like, okay, that's great, but who's coming in with a full natural head of hair that I can use this like high lift red on, right? And the cool thing about this is that it can be used on natural or previously colored hair. And you can really just get those intense, really vibrant results really quickly.
It's an incredible product. It's incredible.
It really is. And honestly, I think reds are something that, you know, sometimes we struggle with. And with certain lines, you're like, well, I want that specific tone of red, or I don't have that. This is something that even if you don't carry ASP as a whole, you know, some salons choose to take in just for some of those services that they're doing with those people that want that really vibrant red.
It's a nice segment to have in the salon, and yes. It's sure high performance. And like you said, it's just an incredible, like, just star product that we just want to shout out to the world of colors that you need this to create those gorgeous reds. And we love all of our brands at Evolve. They all have their special niche categories of their, you know, star products. And just that we were talking about reds, and I wanted to mention that product specifically. So reds, learn them, love them, do them, be ready for your guests. Showcase inspiration reds on your social media, because that might just be the driving force for someone to say, I'm yes. ready, I'm going to do it. And they call you, they book online, whatever. And they're like, I'm doing it. So be sure that you're sharing that you know how to do all these beautiful trends. Share the luxury brunette, share the buttery platinum, share different shades of reds. Next, we're going to segue into some cutting and styling kind of looks. So tell me what you've been, I know this was important to you to mention because now you're kind of seeing it everywhere. So tell me about this trend.
Yeah. So I think, you know, color and hair cutting, it really does all go together to create a total look, right? So we'd be remiss to pretend like some of these hair color trends don't fall in line with some of these cutting and styling trends.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. I think the finished look and the cut that goes along with that color and being able to create that full trend, I mean, is incredible. What I love about the cut that you're going to talk about is there's so many different ways you can do it, from sort of bold to just a subtle, right?
Yes.
You just like want to dip your toes into trend.
Yeah. Just like we were talking about with the reds, either bold or subtle, right? So a big thing that we're going to be seeing a lot of coming out in 2022 is the octopus cut. So people are like,
and let me hold on, Jocelyn. I just want to tell everybody, Jocelyn's not trying to sound cool. Like, she's not trying to be like, it's the octopus cut. She is not trying to sound cool. She is bringing something to you that you're seeing and you like this because of how wearable it can be. So tell me what the octopus cut is.
Yes, I definitely did not name it myself. So that's
not love you.
Me. But what the octopus cut really is a hybrid between the wolf cut, which was kind of like the cut of 2021, right? Fusioned with kind of a modern mullet. And before anybody, you know, wants to press stop right now because they heard me say the word mullet, we're really seeing the modernization of this kind of mullet look, you know. And when I say that, I'm not meaning, you know, Billy Ray Cyrus 1992 mullet, but it's just about creating different levels and different textures in the hair. And I saw a statistic that said Yelp searches for mullets were up 73%. So that's
incredible.
People are looking for it. And that's not just like a Google search for fun. Like Yelp is a site that's service-based. So if people are looking on there for it, maybe they're looking for a salon that can give them this kind of look. And I think it goes along with some of the 70s inspired trends that we've been seeing of getting a little bit shaggier with some of the haircuts, feeling a little more texturized again. And I think that's why they end up calling it the octopus cut, because it almost feels like the haircut has these tentacles kind of coming out. So
I love that.
Just by describing it, but if
yes, you did.
Yet, like Google it. I promise you the pictures of, you know, what goes along with this trend actually are really cool and something that I could see people in the salon actually wearing.
So I would recommend too, like grabbing your mannequin heads and start playing around with these cuts and showcasing them, because your guests could see it. Like if you don't have anyone that's like coming in asking for the octopus cut, maybe another stylist will let you do it or grab your mannequin heads, but start playing around with this. Let me ask you, what makes a mullet modern? How do we modernize a mullet?
So a big part of the modernization is having it not be so extreme. So our good friend Billy Ray Cyrus, and if anybody remembers the mullets like that, that was legitimately short, that full business in the front and full party in the back. So this is less of a, you know,
business. It's all a party.
It's all a party. Just the party gets a little bit more in certain areas. So it's the graduation from one part to the next isn't so extreme. So it's a little bit softer. And we actually have a complimentary class coming up that's called the Free Spirit Shag Haircut. That's going to be taught by Shelley Devlin.
She's amazing.
With the brand Cove. And it's going to be a complimentary look and learn class that's on February 14th from 11 to 12:30. So if you're interested in learning a little bit more of how to create some of these textured looks, I know that she's going to talk about how to use your shears and your razor, which is a great tool to create some of these kind of textured looks. So if that's something people are like, I would love to dip my toe into learning some more of these kind of textured styles, that is a great
opportunity. By the way, you're talking about an incredible creative director teaching a complimentary class. Like, if you don't take this class, there's something like wrong, because that is such an opportunity to work with someone that's really freaking amazing. So I'm so glad you brought that one to my attention, because it's that's gonna be
Valentine's Day. So I mean, if you love what you do, let this be your Valentine to your career.
She went there. She went there. If you love your craft, oh my gosh, that is amazing. You are right though. If you love your craft and you want to hone your skills, spend Valentine's Day for an hour and a half with Shelley Devlin and let her inspire you, because for real, you will not. That is an opportunity you do not want to miss. So thank you so much for mentioning that. That's awesome. I've sat in on some of her cutting classes. They're so good. And like you said, with this whole like 70s inspiration, are we still seeing curtain bangs as a big thing? Is this still big?
Curtain bangs are not going anywhere.
Okay.
and I love it. I think it's a way, if somebody does not want to commit to a whole octopus cut or a wolf cut or modern mullet, that curtain bangs are part of that kind of 70s infusion into the hair industry that can make anybody feel like they're a part of the trend without having to necessarily fully commit.
I think that's really important that everybody... You're getting this great knowledge from Jocelyn. Like, you need to be showcasing this, hone your skills, and get out on your social channels, because this is the key to you getting new clients or taking an existing client that might be bored to something fun, right? So I think this is really important that you know these trends and are educating yourselves. And we have one more? One more.
We do. We have one more. One other thing I just wanted to touch on with hairstyles too.
Yeah.
We, you know, think to the 70s, there was a lot of texture and things like that, but there was also a lot of really straight, sleek styles as
well. Like Cher. Like, I'm thinking of Cher.
Yeah, just straight, not necessarily so like pin straight, like we flat ironed each piece 3,000 times straight, but just a little bit more sleekness. I think we'll see people embracing as well going into 2022.
And we have specialists on our team that specialize completely in hair extensions and smoothing. So if you're like, I want to see all of the incredible options out there for smoothing, because we have a lot of them, you should definitely schedule time with our smoothing specialist, because they can really show you the latest technologies. Hint, hint, Kiki. But no, we've got a lot of great products in our wheelhouse that can really help you. And whether it's just to calm things down or to go fully sleek, we've got the products for you. I love how Evolve has all these specialists that can really just be right with the salon and holding your hand through these processes of getting the right products and the right fit for your team.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, however long you've been doing hair, like, are you using the same phone of when you were, you know, 10 years ago? Like, no.
My dad is a flip phone, but he's not doing hair.
So dads definitely are, but for most of us, technology advances in every part of our life. And we get like, you know, our cars get more cameras in them, you know, everywhere. And sometimes we forget that technology also advances in our hair industry. And that's why I think always being open to learn about what new products are out there, because, you know, the color we are using is not our grandmother's color. The Kiki that you mentioned is a whole new technology in the smoothing market that gives amazing results with being formaldehyde free, like just all of these things that we, if they're making a better iPhone, like, people are going to want to get it because we want, it's going to be easiest for us. And, you know, if there's a new feature, we want it. So I love too that we do have this whole team of specialists that are there to make sure that everybody knows about the newest technology that's out there. And, you know, it could always be that one thing you're like, I wish there was something that just did this. Like,
and you're like, we've got that. And I think that's the benefit of having a specialist come to your salon and work with you, because also some people will buy things, right? They're like, oh, that sounds cool. Yeah, let me get those B-Reds, and then you don't know how to use them. Well, now your specialist can come in and make sure you're using everything that you have and using it properly. Just a shout out to the Android users, because whenever I mention iPhone, I get like backlash.
I am an Android user, so
you are.
I am. I just
We might be ending it.
Trust me, I hear it all the time. So,
girl,
I,
you're not coming up blue on my phone. Oh, I didn't even realize. All right, I'm still gonna love you. It's fine.
Thank you.
We have one more trend, and this one I'm so on the fence about because I think it's just this particular shade this year is weird. But let me let you go into it.
Girl, you should not be on the fence. If you remember next year, 2021, well, we're going to be talking about Pantone color of the year. Last year was this gray shade with this really intense yellow shade. And if you remember the mannequin that I created that combined with it's like so many people loved that and liked it. I feel like those were two harder to put together wearable colors for hair. And we were able to do it. So this year with our 2022 color, very peri, which is kind of like a periwinkle type shade. I feel like I am ready to embrace that. If we could get the, you know, the yellow in there and rocking, I definitely think what very peri, is actually very wearable when, you know, we think about some of these color trends that come out from Pantone. Yes, we always want to tie it back to hair color where we can, but to keep in mind too, that this is not just a color that we need to necessarily worry about putting in hair color, but that this is a color we're going to see handbags coming out in, maybe nail polish colors, clothing. Look at it from a hair standpoint of what hair colors can I create that will complement somebody who is wearing very peri on their nails or their sweater or their bag.
Oh, Jocelyn, I'm tasking you with that. You heard it here first. How for you, as a salon though, like you just gave like a great idea. What if people, stylists got on and said, Matt, like, okay, very peri is the color. Here are the hair colors that look beautiful with it. Like just being that person that, and you're just picking it like inspo colors and you're matching it to nails, the handbag, and saying, this color is going to be everywhere from KitchenAid mixers to your shirt to all of it, right? Like you said, nail polish everywhere. So I love that idea to take action and just start matching what looks good with it. What hair colors do you have any already that are sort of complementary to this very peri? I just put her totally on the spot. I love it.
One thing that, like, when I thought about that, the first thing that came to my mind was actually some of those like really soft, golden, coppery, subtle reds. Because the very peri is pretty bright on its own. So having something that's subtle is going to be a little bit more complementary. And just, we think about the tones of how they kind of play off of each other. That kind of has some of those violets and some of those blues there, that the copper golden, it really, I think, feeds nicely off that very peri color.
What about, for some reason, I just started seeing this, and I think it's because I was just looking at some Kevin Murphy color formulations. I saw this gorgeous peach, like this very subtle peach. It looked like almost like the most subtle, like sherbet. It was so beautiful. Very muted, but I could see, like, I just was picturing this very, very peri like blazer and this beautiful hair, like this
soft peach hair, 100%.
Yeah, that would be gorgeous. I know Jocelyn's going to send me some great inspo to go along with very peri, because whenever I task her with something, she just comes through with the best, and she hates me right now, but loves me at the same time. She loves and hates me right now. These trends, I am so excited with what you curated for everybody. I think everything you shared with us is salon friendly. I mean, it can be as avant-garde or salon friendly as you choose, right? You can go crazy with this octopus cut, or you can really kind of mute it down. So there's a lot that you shared. This was really wonderful, and I appreciate you so much. You know, my takeaways are these great trends you shared, making sure you're educated and really getting out there and showcasing what your salon is all about and really sharing it with the world. Whether, you know, I think we all have a love-hate relationship with social media, for sure. Like, I don't want to, you know, I'm a social media director, and I don't want to spend all my time on social media. I want to live life, right? So that's where planning comes into play. And use social media for good. Use it for showing the world how incredible your business is. Have fun with it. That's the way I operate. I don't post crazy things, or I don't read things that just don't interest me. And I think use it for inspiration and have fun with it. Jocelyn, I know everybody's now going to want to meet you, but you're just one human being in one little part of our world. We have a Jocelyn in all of our Evolve markets, correct?
Yes. There, if Evolve services your territory, there is a color specialist there to help support you.
Now, if you want to fly Jocelyn, like to like the beach or something, she's like, yes, I'm in, I'm going to go there. But no, just know we have.
Yes. Any salons in Hawaii that really want to sit for me can just, you know,
You just fly her out there. But no, the point I'm trying to make is we have an incredible color specialist in all of our markets. So just know that as an Evolve partner and Partner Plus Salon, we've got your back. And to the rest of the salon community, I hope that you enjoyed this. We appreciate you all so much. And you're going to hear more from Jocelyn on this podcast this year because she is on the pulse of what's happening. Thank you so much, Jocelyn.
Thank you.